I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's May 14th. It's Sabres Live, and it is a day that we never forget in our community, and we must remember and think of these names and these families. Ruth Whitfield, Roberta Drury, Aaron Salter Jr., Haywood Patterson, Pearl Young, Geraldine Talley, Celestine Cheney, Catherine Massey, Margus Morrison, and Andre McNeil. It has been 3 years since the mass shooting in Buffalo. And if it never gets easier for us to speak of this moment, just imagine what it's like for these families. Marty, this is, it's so hard to put into words. And you and I are sitting today thousands of miles apart. And it actually brings us closer somehow because of the importance of community and never forgetting the horrific racial events of May 14th, 2022.
Yeah, and it's been 3 years, and I think that we have to continue to educate, support one another, and to take care of our community. I mean, this is something that for years, right, has happened in other parts of the world and other parts of the country. And I always felt like, Buffalo had such a strong support and community-based approach to everything. And obviously it was somebody from, not from here, that came to Buffalo to inflict such disaster, but again, we have to be able to help one another, continue to think about one another, and move forward, but never forget. It's been 3 years, and we have to always remember this day on May 14th and how it all affected ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, and our community in that time.
So today we sit here and stay together as a community. Our purpose here on this show, of course, to talk about what's unfolding from a Sabres standpoint, from an Amherst standpoint, as they get their series going tonight against Laval. Head coach Michael Leone will join us a little bit later on in the show. Later on this week, Banditland comes alive on Friday night for game one of the NLL Finals. And of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs continuing on two fronts tonight. And on one last night, here's what you may have missed.
Bradley across the line, a wide out shot, scores! Michael Bradley, power play goal! Here's Bradley, two on one. Bradley shoots and scores! Side to the right of Hellebuck, and he scores! Bradley, the hat trick!
Stars will put the President's Trophy winners on the brink.
It's a 3-1 series lead now for Dallas after securing two wins on home ice after the opening split that they achieved in Winnipeg. So, Marty, there's a lot to look at here from the Stars' standpoint, having Miro Heiskanen back in, having a star standout performance from Jake Oettinger and a trick from Mikael Granlund. And there's the road woes that continue for Winnipeg, who may not see another road game now unless they win on home ice to extend the series. I think Granlund is a great starting point here. I don't know if you agree with that.
I agree with that. Look, the Dallas Stars went 11-7 yesterday because they decided to, well, they had Miro Heiskanen back in the lineup. They wanted to go seven defensemen to help a transition. So what does that do? Well, that put Mikko Rantanen and give him more ice time. He played more than any other forwards. But when you look at that line with Roope Hintz, Granlund, and Rantanen, the Finns, they've been flying. They've been a great line, but they mixed and matched a little bit because they had 11 forwards. And Granlund kind of took it upon himself to have an impact on the power play, to have an impact at 5-on-5. He was really good. He scored the three goals, but he had other chances. And so when it comes to playoff stuffer, everybody knows that you do pre-scouting, you do video on the goaltenders. And this is interesting because Granlund scored three goals and all three of them were glove side, high glove side on Connor Hellebuck. Now, the third one is a one-timer. He's shooting, to try to hit the net and it goes to the glove side, boom. But the other two, he didn't really look at the net. He got an opportunity and he thought, I'm going to the glove side. And the Dallas Stars are kind of piggybacking off of what St. Louis did in the first round and took advantage of that side on Connor Hellebuck. Now, a little homework through Sports Logic numbers. 17 of 37 goals that Connor Hellebuck has given up in the playoffs this year have been to the high glove side. That's almost 50%. Like this season, he was 28% of the goals given up were glove side. He was below the league average. He was better than the league average, which is about 33%. He is way above now. Like they're taking advantage of, and I think it has to do with playing the same goalie over and over again, doing the video, having the muscle memory, the recognition. Oh, let's shoot there. Like when you don't play the same goalie every game, it changes and maybe your brain isn't fast enough thinking like, oh, I got to go there. But game four in the playoffs, Granlund showed that he knew exactly where to go on those goals.
Well, I could put a spin that would involve an old phrase and say, it's not where, it's how many. And that's the concern here, because I distinctly recall during Andrei Vasilevsky's dominance with Tampa that there were also graphics, anecdotal evidence of where teams are scoring on him. But the fact is he wasn't allowing that many, so it didn't matter. And it's kind of the same thing here. Like, I could care less where they are scoring on him. It's the fact that they are scoring so much. And again, we come back to the team concept of it here. How has Winnipeg become what they've become here, especially the home and road splits, which you were talking about leading in to the show? Like, come on, this is a great, use that term loosely, but based on regular season, they were a great road team. So what has happened here?
They lost their offense. That's what has happened. And they have everybody on the roster. Shifley's there and Ehlers is there and Velarde's there. Kyle Connor's there. They got everybody, right? They lost their offense. They were the third best offense all season long, scoring 3.35 goals per game. In the first round, it dropped to three. And okay, you're going to say, well, they scored 21 goals in seven games. That's three. But let's not forget, they went to overtime. They went to double overtime. So really, goals per 60 is less than that, right? In the regular season, maximum, you play 65 minutes. But usually, it's 60. Yep. So, and then this round, they've got nine goals in eight games. And their win, they scored four. So they have five goals in the other three games, which is less than two. They lost their offense. They only have six players with the Jets that have scored a goal in the second round. Nino Niederreiter scored a couple. Ehlers has scored a couple. Connor, Lowry, Velarde, and Shifley. Those are the ones. Like, where is Nemesnikov, who's your second line center? Where is, well, in the first round, Aiafalo was playing top line because there was no Velarde. Now he's not there. He was elevated yesterday, but He hasn't produced yet. Maybe it's because he's not been given the opportunity, but where's your depth? They have no goals from the defense in round two. Like, where's Morrissey scoring? Where's Pionk scoring? Where's that needs to happen. I feel like Connor Hellebuck's not been the problem in this series. He gave up five in game three, but again, the third goal shouldn't have counted, in my opinion, and then we go on from there. But he wasn't the problem yesterday. He gave up three. I get it, but you only scored one. Like, yeah. If he had given up two, you'd only score one.
But he wasn't as good as the other guy last night, which I'm sure goaltenders take personally in these moments, correct?
Jake Oettinger has been fantastic and was great last night once again. Mm-hmm. And yes, that goes hand in hand. You know, Winnipeg's not scoring, but Jake Oettinger is also being great. But Cal Connor at 1-1 has an unbelievable opportunity. He has a wide open net. He shot it right at the goalie's pad. Was that on Jake Oettinger? Okay, he made the play, but Cal Connor's got to put it in the net. And then it's 2-1 for Dallas. Cal Connor gets a shorthanded breakaway. He has the whole net to put it on the backhand, right? And then, boom, Oettinger makes the save. They score later on the power play, make it 3-1. There was two big moments where Cal Connor had a chance to put it in the net, and 99% of the time he probably does, and he didn't, and that was the difference.
Well, 20% of the time as a good shooter, he would do it, right? Based on shooting percentages.
I will say 75% of those opportunities go in.
Yes, you definitely have to narrow that down in your search for high quality scoring opportunities. And then that and those were certainly them in the loss to Dallas last night. Now, I do want to loop back to Granlund for a second. He's been an interesting, good player. Largely throughout the course of his career. I was really on the kind of Granlund alert bandwagon at the start of the year. Like we often do, you're looking at, okay, where is a player playing? What's his contract status? What's his likelihood of being moved? But it wasn't just how he started this year with the woeful San Jose Sharks. Mm-hmm. It was how he had found his game again last year coming to the Sharks on the heels of a colossal disappointment with Nashville, on the heels of a great season and big contract and his brief time in Pittsburgh. It was like, wait a minute, what happened to Mikael Granlund here? So I'm going to do a little spontaneous trivia with you. Over the last two seasons, Mikael Granlund has the exact same amount of points as this Buffalo Sabre. Who is he?
Alex Tuck.
Alex Tuck is the correct answer. He has one fewer point than this Buffalo Sabre.
JJ Paterka.
No, Rasmus Dahlin.
Oh.
He has two fewer points than this Buffalo Sabre.
JJ Paterka.
Tage Thompson.
Okay.
We talk a lot and glowingly about Thompson, Dahlin, and Tuck. Do we not?
Yes.
So what is the narrative? What is the perception of Mikael Granlund? This player has 126 points the last 2 years. He was brought in with a defenseman that they desperately needed because of the Haskinen injury in Cody Ceci, and the two of them combined only cost Dallas a first round pick and a fourth, but who cares? Like, I'm punting the fourth every day and whatever until it becomes Ryan Miller, which was a fifth. We'll talk about it another day.
You don't even need the fourth round pick in an offer sheet. There's no offer sheets that you need your fourth rounder. They don't want the fourth rounder.
But do you think our audience and others who don't, you know, need to pay particular attention to a Mikael Granlund would be mildly surprised by those production numbers that he's there with Tuck? Tuck Thompson and Dahlin?
Yeah, I think that's very surprising. And look, when I knew he had the points, but I never put it in that kind of image of saying like a context of, hey, look at Tage. And look, and Mikael Granlund is also, he played, you know, 100 and what, like he played 83 games this year because of the trade. So he's been healthy. He's played most of the games. Look, Tage has missed some time and Dahlin's missed some time and Tuck has missed a little bit. But it's still, to me, the point total is important. The goals are important. And then when you look at his contribution right now, he's playing top line. And I know it's like the Finns, right? It's Roope Hintz, Mikko Rantanen, Mikael Granlund. They're playing together. They got the buzz. But when you're given the opportunity, you got to produce. Granlund is producing. And how do you get the opportunity? Well, you have to produce beforehand. If he hadn't produced in San Jose, there's no way the Dallas Stars are saying, we need Mikael Granlund. And we're going to get Cody Ceci with that. Cody Ceci plays the third most minutes on the Dallas blue line. Like, that's how important he's been. Oh, by the way, he's a right-hand shot that is a stay-at-home defenseman. Maybe the Sabres are going to look into it this summer, because that would be one of those guys that maybe you don't have to pay $7 million like Aaron Ekblad or whatever, but you could pay three and get a Cody Ceci to be a stay-at-home right shot defenseman to be on your team.
Yeah, I'm glad you engaged me here in this conversation with Granlund, because again, he's a UFA, CC's a UFA. Yeah. We're trending towards that period of time where we start looking across, you know, the lists of all the different types of free agents. But again, I think for you and me, and hopefully for, you know, those that are in on this show on a daily basis, like, without the Sabres being in the playoffs, you want to be watching for other reasons. And I think it's important to constantly look and compare and speculate and wonder, you know, well, how would this player fit here? And how would this player fit? And who does he compare to? And all this. And Granlund, like, I'm not making him be a be-all and end-all player. It's just on nights like last night, you recognize, okay, well, what type of player are we talking about here? And he hadn't been a huge scorer in this postseason. Now he's got, you know, a nice number, but it's very reflective of what he's been over the course of his career, which is roughly 600 points in 900 games, right? Like, nowhere close to a point a game, but good. And sometimes good is what you need, right?
Yeah, but
like,
if you're Granlund,
yeah,
and you're UFA, and you're on a line with Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen, and the Olympics are next year, and you could be the same line with Team Finland and all of it. Like, you're probably not going to go anywhere else. You're probably going to want to stay with the same trio so that you go to the Olympics, your top line, and you're getting that experience, right? I mean, I would assume they're going to figure a way to get it done.
And again, it speaks to the depth of Dallas, and that's super important at this time of year. We've talked about it all year long with the Rochester Americans, who start their series against Laval tonight. It's the North Division Final. It begins at Blue Cross Arena at 7 o'clock. The layoff is done 13 days behind them, and it is Rochester and Laval beginning this evening. Game 2 goes on Friday night at Blue Cross Arena before the series shifts north of the border. Head coach Michael Leone is with us, and we are grateful that we are finally with you again and talking about the start of this series. Michael, I know every opening game is exciting, but when it puts an end to all of this preparation time, what is it like today?
I think everybody's just really excited. It's get a little bit, you only could have so many meetings and you only could prepare so much for the game, and now you just got to go out there and play. I think, the layoff is the layoff. I know I've got asked a lot about it, but it was just, I always say, well, I'd rather have finished in three games than play game five, you know? Yeah. So I look at it in the positive is, you know, we got really good practice days. Guys were able to get back, like Rusek should be good to go tonight. Comey's back. So it allowed us to get healthy. And I think this is probably the first time we've had a full lineup since game four the regular season. So I'm excited to see our group play. There'll be a little feeling out process, I'm sure, for both teams. You know, they had a layoff too, wasn't as long. But everybody's just excited and ready to compete.
Okay, we usually ask you about your team, but I'm going to start asking about Laval because you know them well. Yep. They're really, really well balanced. They got some good veterans. That top line, Dauphin, Farrell, Barry Boulay. Like, what did they bring, and how do you, now that you have the first two games at home, like, how do you match up against those, that line specifically with your, maybe, you know, it's Rusek, somebody that's going to be playing against them?
Yeah, no, it's nice to hear a question about Laval, because I haven't been asked about their team a lot in the past couple of weeks, but especially with their top line Dolphins, a really experienced player, played in the Swiss Pro League. He has the ability to just really control the game. And if you look at that line, they really don't have, like, I guess you would say, a net front presence. They're a really good cycling team below the circles, especially with those guys, almost like a Shiri, where a lot of their plays, we call them resets, where they go below the goal line and Barbrulet kind of hides out below the goal line and he gets lost, and he's really good at finding space. And they make a lot of plays into the slot, like soft areas in the slot. They're really good at finding those areas. And, you know, we talked a lot about matchups. I could easily put Dunner, Cozy, and someone else on the line, but then you kind of get away from playing four lines and matchups. So we feel our top guys are really good at defending, and the best thing to do is make them defend. And when you have the puck, so we'll probably go our best versus their best. And, we like that matchup. Like Cooley was matched up, or Oz, against those top guys in Syracuse, and they did a great job. Mm-hmm. Because I just think sometimes you can get caught up in not getting your top guys out there if you have a full checking line. We got four. We feel the strength of our team is four lines deep, and we like playing them that way. So you'll probably see, I guess you would say, best on best tonight.
The defense, your defense, is pretty healthy. Yep. Komarov has benefited from this break. How good do you feel for him about coming back in tonight?
Yeah, Komi, you know, we talk about the forwards a lot just with their development, but Komi's really turned into a really good shutdown defenseman. If you look at the start of the season, he took a lot of penalties because his feet and his skating coming from the Quebec Major Junior League was a huge jump. Now he's done a really good job defending with his feet, using his stick. He's breaking up a lot more plays. He's holding the blue line, and then he's got a competitive spirit to him where he's really good boxing out in front of the net. He does have offensive abilities. He's able to exit our zone, and, you know, he's been great. And then Klager's really – offensively, Klager's always been really good, but I think he's doing a great job away from the puck with his gaps and his skating, defending in a different way than Komi would. So the D-core, Dev has been great, but I think our D-core as a whole has done a really good job of defending in front of Dev, where, you know, Dev's going to make saves that other goalies don't make, but we're also doing a really good job with those second and third opportunities of getting pucks away from the inner slot where, you know, instead of giving up, you know, 10 to 12 chances a game, we're under 7-5, and it's a huge difference.
The goalie matchup's interesting because that it is Levi against Caden Primo. They're both Northeastern alum, and they played there, so they have that history. Or if it's Levi against Jacob Fowler. Fowler's the new shiny toy coming out of U.S. college, so it's going to be cool. You coached him at the program, right? That's right.
Not at the program. We actually had a junior A challenge, USHL, like best. So I had him. Very confident kid. He's a really good goalie.
Yeah.
He knows he's good. I don't know for sure, but I think we'll see Primo tonight.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we'll see Primo. Obviously a really good goalie. I think he went 20-2 and experience. So either way, I, you know, everybody says, what's the weakness? Well, you got to get to the net. Well, everybody says that about goalies, take away his eyes. But I think it's creating those second, third opportunities. We have the ability when we're playing really good is to really lean on teams. And I think you saw that the second half of this, especially this series where we started to play more connected of just getting second, third opportunities, and special teams are extremely important. Our power play did a great job of, you know, especially with Yuri getting a shot off, regardless of who's in the net, that's a tough save to make. It's really similar teams, to be honest with you. The goaltending's really good. Their D-core is probably built a little different, but then forwards, a lot of veterans, a lot of young players. So it should be a really good competitive series.
Did you do anything different as a coach here from, you know, for lack of a better term, team building standpoint in all this off time? Did something fun come out of this break?
Yeah, we had a like 3-on-3, like right after the break, right after we gave the guys the 3 days off, we had Pacer played for Jeff Blashill in the AHL the year they won in Grand Rapids. They kind of did like a 3-on-3 tournament. So we did a 3-on-3 tournament with they kind of made like a trophy. So that was pretty neat. Guys, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, we play a lot of small area games. So guys, you know, whether it's golf or something, there's always something on the table. But we try to, especially those days coming out of the break where it was, I don't want to say meaningless, but we were going to have a couple more days off after that. We tried to make it where our group has done a great job all year. They love coming to the rink, but try to give them, you know, just something different, doing little things. Like we had Evan, one of our, he helps out Tones at the hockey operations side. We took one of his clips where he got laid out in a shinny hockey game. So we showed that just like different things, to where you keep it. And the guys just love being around each other. Like I haven't, you know, this is my first year coaching pro hockey, but I've been fortunate to be on a lot of winning teams, and it's just, it's a great group and they really love each other and they care about each other. And that's why I think I get most excited about watching our team play.
Leo, I'm looking at that roster from the Junior A challenge that you had. So you say you had Fowler, you had Garrett Brown, Curtis Brown's kid, a defenseman. You had Gavin McCarthy, obviously Clarence Center from Buffalo, is a Buffalo pick. You had Jake Richard. You had Cole Knuble that I know because I played with his dad, Mike. Ryan St. Louis, Marty St. Louis' kid. Like, where were you guys in the Junior A challenge? Because it's always a small town in Canada usually for that, right?
Yeah, we were in Cornwall.
Oh, yeah. So they do it in Cornwall often.
And I knew Gav from before because I did a Hlinka tournament. Gav was on that team. I know Richie pretty well. And we were in Cornwall. We ended up winning that tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it was, new. And you know him a lot, too, from just my time in the USHL, whether I was in Green Bay or the national program, 40-man camp. A lot of these kids have, you know, try out for the national team. So I have a really good relationship with Jacob and those other guys as well.
Michael, good luck tonight. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Head coach Michael Leone, the Amerks, they're up against Laval this evening. It is game one of the best of five, and we will be back on Sabres Live after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Can't wait for Friday, game one of the NLL Finals in Banditland, and we are...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gearing up, and we want you to stop by the Delta Sonic on Walden Avenue and get your free lawn sign during this drive-through event, which is today only between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Select players will be in attendance, racks as well, and we can't wait. The best of three starts Friday night in Banditland. Connor Farrell of the Bandits is with us now as he gets set for this finals clash with Saskatchewan. Connor, how are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
This is
it's 10 favorite Connor Farrell, by the way. It's not just like it's 10 favorite
in Banditland. Come on, man.
I know. But there you, Connor, I'll tell you this. The crowd has gotten to love everything you do. You bring the energy. Like, how does that feel when you get that response from Banditland and the fans just loving your, you know, your well, let's just put it, your antics out there and everything that you do.
It's unbelievable. From the first game I played after the season last year, they had my back, and I feed off that energy. I love it. I feed off it.
Connor, what did you think you were walking into when you joined the Bandits?
I really didn't know much about Box Across, really, because it was like my first like gig with them. I'd never played before. I knew that Buffalo was an unbelievable place to play, and like my expectations were high. But like my first game running out of that tunnel and then seeing a sold out crowd, my jaw dropped. I was in complete awe.
So how is this difference from, you know, field lacrosse, and especially when you did a face offs, is there different approach to it to be able to, you know, kind of see what everybody's doing?
Oh yeah. So from field lacrosse boxes, it's like a complete wrestling match down there. So you'll get tie ups. I had a few tie ups this year where they go for a minute long. And your forearms are burning. You're just fighting for the ball. People are just slashing your legs while you're battling it down in there. But I love it. It's like a little wrestling match.
And then, so for those that don't watch the field game, how would you describe the field face-off process?
The field's so much bigger. You have, like, you can pop it out. And there's, like, the wing guys are directly behind in front of me in box. And then in field, they're coming from the sides, and they're further away. In box, they're right on you within 2 seconds. So the difference from the wings getting to you faster, I'd say, is a big part of it.
Did you do field on real grass or on turf? Because I think there's a big difference with that too, doing real grass and then doing turf, obviously, when it comes to box lacrosse.
In field, it was a mixture of both. It was both grass and turf.
Yeah, I would think that turf gets a little bit more rug burns, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are like, this is kind of beyond playing these games in Banditland and beyond. I mean, this is, you teach this, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I do this all year long. So I'm actually in my own facility right now. So I train anywhere from, you could be in third grade all the way up until seniors in college. It's funny, actually, the other face-off guy that I'm versing in the finals this year, I actually trained him since he's been like a freshman in high school. So it's a pretty cool experience. And I'm proud of him to see where he's gone. And then, like, it's like a Mr. Miyagi versus Daniel's son, something like that.
Yeah, but you know, Mr. Miyagi would win. That's the thing. Like he has extra tricks. Like you know. So is there some tricks that maybe we've never seen that we may see in the finals?
We'll see Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. What I mean, Marty said it. You have this legendary status already in Bandit Land. The fans love you. When did you see that starting to develop, and the nickname and the cutouts and the hats and everything? Like, take us through like how this feels being you and seeing and feeling all of this.
Oh, I love it. I really didn't know what to expect because, like, I never played boxes before. I didn't know how I was going to do or how, like, the people in Buffalo like me and stuff like that. But I just took the opportunity and ran with it. I love it. So, like, anyone ever asked me for an autograph and stuff, I'll stay as long as I can. Like, I had an autograph signing a few months ago, and it went, like, an hour over because I wanted to make sure I hit every single guy there. I love it.
That is great. Now, you have scored couple of goals, like you know, goals, and you've gotten that opportunity. When you battle for the face off and you get the ball, and then you're like, "Ooh, I could keep going." Is the adrenaline pumping even more? Like, do you just kick it in the gear, thinking like, "I have a chance to make something happen here"?
My number one thing is I'm really looking for Josh Dane. Those are two guys I'm really looking for. I'm trying to get the ball out of my stick to them. But if I see an opening and if JT gives me the green light, I'll take it and run. Doesn't happen. I don't get the green light often, but if I get every once in a while, I'll try and go for it.
What else do you get from the coaching staff in those moments? I mean, we always talk about just how split second everything is. I mean, how aware, how much are you hearing anything from the bench after a face-off is, you know, kind of unfolded and there might be opportunities either way?
Yeah, so like it's so quick. It's all like reaction, like muscle memory and stuff like that in the face-off. But like we'll make a few adjustments mid games, just determine what the other team's doing and see if we could adjust. Maybe go 2-2, like two guys in front, two guys back, or three in the back, one forward. So we'll make mid game adjustments like that.
Now you mentioned JT and giving you the red light or green light. We had Nick Weiss on last week and he had a breakaway and he was saying the same thing. He says, when I think I have a chance, I look over to the bench and I see if JT tells me to slow down or if I can go. Have you had moments where you've come back to the bench and JT's like, I told you to go, man. You keep going.
He usually wants me to pass the ball to Josh and Dane. They're better at putting it back in that than me. I just get those guys the ball.
So have you had the moments where it's the opposite? You went and you came back to the bench and JT was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think that's happened once this year.
Can you give us a little background, Connor, on just your path to here? Obviously, it's exclusively the field game, but like, where did you grow up? Where was high school, college, and who approached you to bring you into Bandit Land?
Yeah, so I grew up on Long Island, New York. Went to St. Jimmy's High School, football, wrestling, lacrosse, three-sport athlete. Went to college on a scholarship for football. Didn't really want to play lacrosse anymore. I didn't really like the sport. I hated it. And I lost a bet to my roommate. So that's how I ended up playing lacrosse. He's still trying to get half my paycheck to this day. But so I ended up playing both, all through high school. And, I mean, all through college. And I got into the field league. Been 6 years of that. And then I was with San Diego, then Rochester in box, but like nothing ever worked out. I never got to play because like my wedding and honeymoon, stuff like that. And then I got released by Rochester because I got injured in the field league last year. Mm-hmm. And I got released by them. And then I started emailing Chugger at GM. I was like, hey, I'm available. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go if you guys need a face-off guy. Took a few weeks and then he finally answered saying, yeah, we'll love to bring you in. And here I am.
Were you always a face-off guy, like, from the early age? When did you say, okay, now I'm focusing strictly on face-offs?
I was always a face-off guy, but I would stay on the field, too, all through high school. But once I got to college is when I became, like, a truly just face-off guy.
Why did you start disliking the game?
I don't know. I guess some coaches, like, ruin it for you growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was more football. Like, I was a middle linebacker. I love just smashing skulls and just like leveling people and stuff like that. So that was my favorite, and I just fell in love with football. But
has Bill's Mafia welcomed you in? Is that the new, like, because if you're in Long Island, you got your choices over there, Giants and Jets and others. So have you transitioned over to Bill's Mafia?
I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close.
Pretty close?
That's a no.
That's a when I get to Buffalo, I am. But when I'm back home with my buddies, maybe not so much.
I got the Rockets and Bills hats.
That's amazing. Well, we know that you have extensive insider info on the face-off matchup in this NLL Finals. But give us an overview of what you and your Bandits are up against in the Saskatchewan Rush.
Well, the Rush are a great team. You see, they've done well all year long. They've had a great playoffs as well. I've played with a few guys on that team, like Messenger in the field league. Yeah. They're a hard-working team, and they're definitely going to give us a good battle. But I think we got what it takes.
Ever been to Saskatchewan before?
During the season, it was my first time. I really had no idea what to expect. I thought it was going to be like dog sleds everywhere, but it was like a city. I had no idea. I heard that you can see your dog run away for a week.
Saskatoon is a cool town. And I'm sure they'll be loud. Not as loud as Bandit Land, but I'm sure they'll be loud over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Many a country song has been inspired by and written in the province of Saskatchewan for sure. Connor, thank you for today and best of luck in the finals.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Connor Farrell, face-off specialist, incredible character. Isn't it amazing, Marty, when you think of the path? I mean, you've lived it. You've seen guys come in, make their way into professional sports. The journey is never the same from one player to the next. And to think Connor Farrell was not really on the radar, and then his persistence and desire to offer up what he can. And now he's right here for game one of the final again. I mean, he's a champion already from his limited time last year with the Bandits. And now game one of this year's final happens in Bandit Land on Friday. Game two in Saskatoon on Sunday. If necessary, third and deciding game would be a week from this Saturday, and that would be a 4:30 start in Bandit Land against the Rush. But the journey is something, isn't it?
The journey is amazing. What a story to say. I didn't want to play lacrosse anymore. I went to college and I was all fired up with, you know, being a football player, and then I lost a bet in my roommate, and you know, I played, and then he wasn't playing box lacrosse, he was playing field and got injured, and like he said, he had a couple of teams that he was going to go to, didn't happen, wedding, honeymoon, whatever. And then he comes to Buffalo and becomes this fixture. Like, he is a part of a team that could not only, you know, win another championship, three-peat and all of that with it. And he's a fan favorite. Like he said, like he didn't know what to expect. And the buzz when he first came out of the tunnel and onto the field and everything. It's amazing. I love those stories because everybody's got a different path. And there's kids that are like, you know what? You know, when, especially in hockey for me, like they're like, I didn't play AAA when I was 10 years old, so I can't play college hockey or I can't play junior hockey. No, that's not how it works. Yeah. Sometimes you just get yourself back into a place where you want to be. You work hard. Maybe you're training with younger players and then you're going to see them later. It's amazing. So I love that story by Connor.
You know, and not to be lost in it because it's a really significant statement. And I think sometimes in life, depending on the tone of a message, you don't hear it the same way. But, you know, he suggested that sometimes coaches can kind of wreck it for you, right? And this is important for kids, especially in all sports. It's important to communicate that you might not be enjoying the experience so that others can be assigned. This is so hard when you're young, right? Because you don't know any better. But it's also from an adult standpoint, like have the awareness to be dialed in. Make sure your kids are actually enjoying the game and don't keep forcing it if they're not enjoying the game. Like there's a lot of components here at play. And it really resonated for me when he said that, because boy, oh boy, there can be some tough moments where people that you're seeing in a leadership position can make things very uncomfortable for you.
It could be tough, especially at the high school level. And it seems like it was, you know, like after high school that he's like, I don't want to play anymore. And
yeah,
because when you get to the high school level in some sports, I don't want to say parents are not as involved anymore, but it become more like, okay, you're separated from, you know, the little leagues or, you know, the youth sports, and it's not the same. And it can become a bad situation where you have a bad relationship with a coach or not, and you have to find your way to navigate through that. And you need your support system. I mean, I've told that story many times, but and I would see this guy right now. I would shake his hand. I would have a great time. We'd go to lunch, have a couple of beers. It would be fine. But I had an awful, awful relationship, player-coach relationship with Alain Vigneault. And that started when I was 18 years old in juniors. And then, whoops, I got traded to another team. It wasn't going well. And then the NHL, my last year at the Rangers, he gets hired. And after a month, I'm like, I'm done. Like, but I was an adult. Imagine a kid dealing with that stuff, right? Yeah. It's hard. So, yeah.
This isn't to paint it as all on a coach's shoulders either.
No,
like there are conflicting feelings and approaches to things, and that's just life. But I just
Lindy was like that for me. Lindy was hard on me, but Lindy wanted me to be like working harder. He could see, and at the time I didn't realize it. And then I got, you know, an opportunity. I went to Philly and I was a starter. And then I'm like, oh. Yeah. I know what Lindy was trying to do then, because he wanted me to take the next step and push, right? But at the time, I didn't recognize it. So that was on me. That one was on me, not recognizing it.
Is producer Jeff stringing us along with the latest info in the chat?
No, I saw it on the social media as well. Norway was down 5-1 to the Americans at the World Championship. Tate Thompson, by the way, scored a goal earlier in the game. I think it made it 3-1.
Two of them, actually.
And they scored with the goalie pulled with a minute left in the game to tie it at 5. So, yes, it's an OT right now. So Norway, after U.S. lost to Switzerland 3-0 last game, now they had a 5-1 lead, and it's tied 5-5 going to OT.
Okay, and filing in under things I didn't know – and I kind of know, but I still don't. Like, are you with us in the final segment today, or are you?
No, I have to run. I'm going to have to run. So you'll be doing the last segment. But you know what?
What?
Give you, like, Darren Dreger just put a nice update on the Vancouver Canucks coaching position. So
that's a tease
for you. The Flyers have maybe some news in their coaching position. So there's a whole coaching segment, a 2-minute segment coming up from you, Duffer.
Two minutes or less, Marty. Enjoy the break. We'll probably see you tomorrow. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are a month out from a huge event at Highmark Stadium, and that is the George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Parker McCollum show. And it's, of course, in an effort to celebrate George Strait's upcoming birthday, we're going to see a buy one, get one opportunity ticket-wise right now through May the 18th. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. This is going to be an incredible show from all three levels of performers. So hope to see you at Highmark for that. That happens on June 14th. Again, great ticket offer right now for that show. Now, of course, talked earlier today here on Sabres Live with the Amerks finally getting back in action tonight. Devon Levi and company up against Laval. That will be game one of the North Division final. Game two happens on Friday at Blue Cross Arena. Then the series, if necessary, would shift to Laval for not only game three, but potentially four and five as well. Tonight, it's game one, Amerks and Rocket. There's two in the NHL tonight. Edmonton has the opportunity to advance against Vegas, who were incredibly underwhelming in game four. Thus, the Oilers took a 3-1 series lead and now have the opportunity to win out on the road. They also got some news that if they keep going here, Matthias Ekholm could find his way back into the lineup. That would be huge for their back line. Florida and Toronto, as you know, series is even at two apiece. Game five goes tonight. No reveal of the lineup from head coach Craig Berube. And speaking of coaches and former Flyers, Rick Tocchet, who spent more than half of his playing days in Philadelphia, expected to be named the next head coach of the Flyers, while Adam Foote in line to be the next head coach in Vancouver. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.